The first reading is a reading from the book of Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you who considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool, so then as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God, for it is written, God catches the wise in their own ruses. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. So let no one boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you. Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future all belong to you, and you belong to Christ and Christ to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. The Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there along the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and lower your nets for a catch. Simon said in reply, Master, we've worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets. When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. For astonishment at the catch of the fish they had made seized him and those who were with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men. When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we hear this great gospel is one when I had to first do it, and I was high school seminary and I had to do a prayer group thing. This was the gospel I chose. Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. And the problem is we can get stuck up into that. Oh, I am sinful, go you somebody else. And what does Jesus say immediately? Be not afraid, I'm going to use you to be a fisher of men. That God doesn't want us to stay focused on ourselves. We have to acknowledge, of course, that we are sinful, imperfect, flawed, broken people. But that's exactly how God wants us, so he can use us, so we know that the power is his, it's not ours, that we can't be filled with pride or ego and look what I've done for God. Everything is what God has done for us, and he wants to use us to bring others to him. So, how many people have you brought to Jesus Christ? Do, 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 do. How many people have you brought to the devil? Meaning you shared gossip with, or you sinned with, or you led them in sin. Each one of us has a choice. If a lot of us can say we brought a lot of people to the devil by our own sinfulness and weakness, we need to repent of that and start bringing people to Jesus every day. They're dying without him. Let Jesus use you to catch men for his glory. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.